Hello, fellow human beans, and welcome to The Daily Bean, a daily podcast where I, Kyra, your friendly neighborhood bean enthusiast, spill the beans on beans. Today, we are talking about pinto beans. Pinto, in Spanish, means paint, which is a pretty accurate description of these beans. I've only seen pinto beans cooked, but a dry pinto bean is a sort of beige color with dark brown speckles or marbling. Unfortunately, cooking the pinto bean does cause it to lose its coloring, but unlike other common beans, the pinto bean retains a lot of its nutritional value even when it's cooked. At just one cup, the mighty pinto bean contains 15 grams of protein, 15 grams of fiber, nearly 300 milligrams of B vitamins, 250 milligrams of phosphorus, and a whole bunch of other nutrients that are good for your heart, brain, and nervous system. Not only are pinto beans packed with a whole lot of superstar nutrients, they also taste really good. Pinto beans are the beans typically used in refried beans. Fried beans? No wonder pinto beans are the most popular bean by crop production in northern Mexico and the southwestern US. And of course, when you think of pinto beans, the first thing that comes to mind is the pinto bean capital of the world in none other than Dove Creek, Colorado. Wait, what? Colorado? Dove Creek? Yes, Dove Creek, Colorado. Apparently, this little town in the southwestern corner of Colorado is home to generations of bean farmers. Their vast bean fields are made up of red, sandy soil blown in from Utah's Monument Valley, creating thousands of acres of crumbly, rockless soil. Additionally, Dove Creek only sees an average of 15 inches of precipitation per year. The combination of the town's friable soil and the natural moisture makes this the ideal bean farming environment. But what exactly is it that makes this place the pinto bean capital of the world? Straight up, nothing. Aside from having a lot of bean farmers in town, Dove Creek is home to a local company called Adobe Milling, which is just a business that sells beans. So there's really very little evidence to claim the nickname. No pinto bean museums, no pinto bean festivals, no pinto bean related world records, just a place with great bean growing soil that gave itself its own nickname. And everyone knows you can't give yourself your own nickname. It's just sad. Well, that's all the time we have on The Daily Bean. I'm Kyra, your host and friendly neighborhood bean enthusiast. It's been great, and thank you for listening.